Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Breeze Pure Preps Podcast. This is Matt Lopez with Tony Sniglio and Dave Thorpe. And on a night where the Giants won Game 1 of the World Series, we're going to try to forge ahead somehow and keep our spirits high.
That's going to be difficult.
Difficult to do.
Giant haters.
Giant haters here. Giant haters of the Giants.
The Tigers are on my list now, too.
Starting to have a strong dislike for the Detroit Tigers as well.
Verlander's a fraud.
Total fraud.
Oh God, what happened?
Well, this is a football podcast, so if you want to hear us rant about baseball.
Also, what's with all these people in SoCal wearing brand new Giants hats today? Pathetic.
I didn't see any of those.
Yeah, I saw a lot of
them. You were looking in the mirror.
I was not happy.
Anyway.
Not happy.
Anyway, you're never happy.
Good point.
We have week 9 of the prep football season coming up on Friday. And
Niner.
Crush it.
Lots of good tilts.
Lots of good tilts, to be sure. And if you want to talk about them, we're on Twitter at Breeze Preps. Tony and Dave are on there. You know, most of the week, you know, scoring updates for all the sports, not just football, but volleyball. And Dave's usually giving you the water polo updates as often as he can. And so, yeah, get scoring updates there and ask questions. You can also go to dailybreeze.com/preps and do the prep football pick'em.
I'm one of the few reporters in the Southland that reports water polo from under the water. So it's pretty unique.
You like to really get into your story.
Those underwater shenanigans.
And the prep sports blog is insidesocal.com/South Bay Preps. So those are the places to contact us if you so desire. But for now, we're going to talk week 9 of the prep football season, and we'll go down the leagues like we usually do and start off in the Bay League, where Palos Verdes is going to be going to Redondo, and, you know, pretty much, I'd have to guess, their last test of the regular season, you know, pretty much, right?
Well, this is for all the Bay League marbles right here. These are have been the top two teams so far. MiraCosta will need help to get back in the race, but should be a great game. PV's been resurgent. They've been unstoppable since losing their first three games. Redondo's come up with big wins all year under first-year coach Matt Ballard. I like this matchup. I think it'll be one of our better ones this year.
Hopefully it'll be a close game. Redondo's starting to bring it. PV, though, is looking really, really good. I can't imagine them losing right now.
Yeah, scored a big 47-14 victory over West last week. Friday night, West hosts Peninsula at 7 and Losinger at MiraCosta at 7. And those two games obviously are going to determine a lot too. But what's going on with West? I mean, can they buy a win here?
They're Pioneer League champs. I mean, they rolled through that league pretty easily. I mean,
yeah.
They just need to move leagues and they'd be fine.
They would be right there in the Pioneer League. Maybe they just don't have the depth for the Bay League. Hanging with the teams like PV and MiraCosta has proven to be pretty tough for the Warriors.
Indeed. Dave's taking that one hard, too.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are, you know. There's there was a lot of hope for a 14-0 season for the Warriors this year. And obviously that's fallen by the wayside, but they're still hoping to back into the playoffs, slip in there with an at-large bid, and they might do it. They still have a lot of talent and a lot of good things going on that team.
A lot of sleepless nights in the Thorpe household. going over to the Pioneer League, Pioneer League, why not? El Segundo at Centennial, 6 p.m., South Torrance at North Torrance, 7 p.m., and Torrance at Lawndale, 7 p.m. Going down the list there, Tony, you saw El Segundo and North last week. Obviously, huge win for the Saxons. But South and North looks like that's going to be a big one.
I think that's the big one in the Pioneer League this week. We don't have like massive showdown
right,
per se, but North is really fun to watch. I mean, they put up yards, they move the ball, they do all the things that you want, like if you're a football fan. I mean, if you're going to pay however much they charge these days, they give you the most bang for your buck. And George Hernandez.
Jorge.
He actually goes by George. I learned that the hard way. And he's been having just a spectacular season. And
That's why they call him Air George.
Air George.
He's going to have to change it because it doesn't sound as good as Air Jorge.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him about that.
His receivers are just making big plays. Everyone keys on Jurado, and they forget about Jenkins. And Jenkins is really, really good, too. Capable of just breaking big plays. I mean, probably the best 1-2 receiving core in the South Bay this year.
How did West ever beat him?
I'm baffled right now. West is a good team. They were playing well early. I think they just need to kind of if they win the last two games, they'll be right where they should be in the playoffs. But North is playing really well, and I think they're the team to beat. I think they'll keep putting the pressure on the other teams to keep up in that league, and they have a big one against Torrance in Week 10, so they no slip-ups for them. They're two big rivals.
It'd be nice to see North win and to see Torrance win, just to set up that huge showdown, Torrance versus North. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we do need to sell some papers. So.
Is Centennial going to give El Segundo any trouble, you think?
I think that's a tough matchup, but I was pleasantly surprised by Torrance last week beating Centennial. I think Centennial has a lot of good athletes. The Wes Adams coach went there the year, took a bunch of players with him. Apparently enough to break an entire program, since Wes Adams isn't fielding a football team the last 2 weeks of the year.
Wow.
But
saw that coming.
I didn't, but maybe you did from the season opener you saw.
When they lost 53-0 to San Pedro and had a running clock in the second quarter, I saw that coming. I thought this team cannot finish the season.
No, it's a shame because they had something good going there, but McCentennial, an awfully tough team. You have to play your best game playing them, or they'll come away with a win. They're athletic and they're right in that mix. So,
going over to the Marine League, Narbonne at Washington, not much suspense there. But two games look pretty interesting to me: Banning at San Pedro and Carson at Gardena. Just given the way things have shaken out over the last couple of weeks, they both have kind of taken on some interesting storylines there, I think.
Well, I'm just waiting to see if Narbonne can crack 80 or whatever against Washington. But
they probably can.
Oh, they could. I don't know if they will. It's not Pedro or Carson, where if they had an opportunity, they would. But
at what point do they call off the dogs?
It's always a tough question in a game like that, because you want to get your players reps and stuff, but
you got to get at least a half of a game in.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think that's why Troy Williams' stats are down this year for Narbonne. I mean, he's still having a great year, maybe not the same statistical years he had last year, but he's winning big games, providing leadership. It's good. As for the other two Marine League games, Carson Gardena is intriguing on paper. But I think Carson's showing two straight shutouts. They're back. That rough preseason non-league season is behind them, and I think they're reaping the benefits from it now. Playing all those tough teams, suddenly Marine League doesn't look so tough.
Yeah, and I mean that Narbonne loss was awfully close too. They could easily be unbeaten in league, and then Banning at San Pedro. I mean, San Pedro's obviously faced Carson and Narbonne back-to-back weeks, but only 7 points in the last 2 weeks. So is there any concern there? They're obviously a bit hobbled and Banning.
I think there's concern, but it's deeper down the road. I don't think they're concerned this week. I think they're going to be fired up for this rivalry game, this Harbor area rival with Banning. I think the battle within the battle is the battle of the bands. I mean, we hear all about college football, but these bands don't like each other. There's
band wars.
Yeah, band wars. it just adds to the kind of the heatedness of it. I think San Pedro is going to bounce back, and I think they're going to do so convincingly. I think Santiago is going to continue to get big yards, and the quarterbacks will kind of figure it out as they go.
Were you talking about the bands or the football team?
Both.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen San Pedro in a while, but the Banning Band I can vouch for.
The Banning Band's legit.
They are very... I think they might have more people in the band than the football team has.
I think they might double them up.
They might double them up. Line them up and play it. I want to see it.
that would be interesting.
Sarah hosts St. Paul at 7 p.m. And, you know, Sarah's obviously trying to get that Chaminade rematch and doing it without Ontario Bateman. How are they looking so far?
I think they're still going to go through an adjustment period, but they're doing what they need to do. They have enough guys athletically to kind of fill in for them. They're not going to get the same kind of production that Ontario did. They just did so many different things and put them all over the field, different dimensions. But they're still going to get similar production from other guys, and I think they'll be fine. Yeah, the Chaminade rematch, that's distant future. It's a semi or final if they're going to do that. But they just need to worry about now and take care of business, make sure they get second place, and they don't have to get a tough opening playoff assignment because, we saw what happened last year in the first round. Anything's possible. And I liked what I saw from Sarah last week. I think they came out and finished in the second half after St. Francis challenged them in the first half.
In the Ocean League, Santa Monica versus Inglewood, 7 at Coleman Stadium.
Ocean League title, baby.
On the line right there. Hawthorne at Beverly Hills, nothing on the line there. And Morningside at Culver City. So is...
Watch for Morningside. I'm not saying that they're going to beat Culver, but I think it's going to be competitive this year. And I think Morningside's done some great things, and they posted a shutout last week. They're getting wins, like when against teams they didn't normally get wins in the last couple of years. So Culver's been weird. They haven't been scoring a lot of points, and I could see that game being closer than most people think.
And Inglewood, should we be looking for them to wrap up the Ocean League tomorrow Friday night, or?
I'd like to say that Inglewood's going to win Ocean, but I mean, Santa Monica's pretty darn good. That Sebastian LaRue is going to SC, the receiver. He's a playmaker. Inglewood's defense has been pretty good, though. They have a lot of... They just move guys around in different positions. They get the job done and do it impressively. It's a good game. I think the favorite is Santa Monica, but that's got to be one of our better games this week.
I think Inglewood's going to pull the upset here. They're going to win, and they're going to win. They're going to win ugly. It's going to be like 12-9, and they're going to pull one out.
You call it ugly. I call that beautiful. I call that real football. Western League, Westchester at Fairfax. Been a tough year for the Comets, but
it's going to get tougher this week.
It doesn't mean you're not going to, you know, find a tape of that game and watch it over and over on your free time.
True. Coastal League, 8-man football. Rolling Hills Prep playing a, I guess, rare Friday night game versus Price. They usually don't play Friday night games, from what I understand.
They're trying to avoid a win this season. It's now or never. This is their last game.
Yeah.
There won't be any playoffs for this team.
Playing out the string.
Yeah. At least they finished, unlike West Adams or Cerritos.
Yeah, they're finishing the season, and you got to give them props for that. I mean, there's only 9 players on that roster, from what I understand.
It's a good thing you're 8-man.
And no Mary Star this week. They were on the schedule, but their game at Xavier Prep at 7 p.m. is not happening. So
it's actually next week.
Next week. So.
We jumped the gun a little bit.
Sorry.
It happens. We were excited about that one.
Chadwick on Saturday.
Chadwick at Pasadena Poly on Saturday. Catholic at Pasadena Poly on Saturday, and JC Football College of the Desert at Harbor at 6 p.m., and Citrus at El Camino at 6 p.m.
Ryan Hyman, Harbor, putting up some great numbers. Harbor's the more interesting of the two teams right now, and they have a chance to finish strong and continue to put up some gaudy numbers.
I think it's a fair question to ask, has Harbor taken over the JC Football mantle in the South Bay? I mean, they beat El Camino.
They did, and that puts them at number one in the South Bay, especially considering the year El Camino has had, which hasn't been very good.
Yeah, this is Harbor's time to kind of capitalize on El Camino's struggles and really kind of gain a foothold. So it's not just a one-year deal. They had a great year, I remember, in 2002, and they didn't back it up the next year. So it's important for them to come back strong and keep it going.
Yeah, and they need to finish strong, make sure they finish at least at 500, maybe above 500. Pretty good quarterback tandem, Brandon Edwards and Max Baez. So, I don't know, they're doing some good things over there. I hope they finish strong and they can be a strong number one in the South Bay over El Camino.
And two words for next year, Kenny Potter. Kenny Potter.
That was four words.
Six words, Kenny Potter. And with that, that'll do it for this week's podcast. For Tony and Dave, I will sign off unless they want to sign off on their own.
Maybe next year we can call it the Kenny Potter cast.
That would have worked last year. Potter cast.
Well, we're going to have to talk more JC football next year.
I guess so. Can't wait. We'll see you next week on the podcast. And once again, Breeze Preps Twitter and BillyBreeze.com to get scoring updates from all the games, all the football games, and also throughout the week, any other scores you want to get, volleyball, golf,
water polo. Did you mention water polo?
Yeah, if you want the water polo scores, you can follow Dave Thorpe's personal account at dthorpe888. We'll see you next week.